ourselves suffer from the same thing. We're really sensitive guys, and this amount of craziness and corruption is getting to us. Max Kaiser's come up with a new thing, something new to commoditize for Goldman Sachs and others that can turn into a commodity. Tell folks about it, that we can turn dog poop into a new commodity, correct?
Well, you know, they've got these websites out there that, like mailpoop.com, that send dog poop to people. And my thought is that if Goldman Sachs is so smart at turning junk into commoditized mortgage obligations and all these other flora and fauna of the financial engineering sphere, turn this dog poop into $100 or $200 or $300 billion worth of dog poop collateralized mortgage obligations, which I'm sure that they'll try to do it. If you send them dog poop, I'm sure they will try to turn it into a dog poop.
Hey, they took your program and tried to make a commodity out of terror attacks. Remember that?
The policy analysis market was based on my technology. As I've said on your show before, John Poindexter created the policy analysis market, a prediction market, to try to predict terrorist attacks. He used my virtual specialist technology, and I wrote about it in the Financial Times saying this is only going to encourage terror attacks. And here's something else interesting economically going forward. You know, they're going to start trading box office futures contracts on the Cantor Exchange. So if you want, like, Indiana Jones Part 6, you can buy and sell futures based on the movie coming out in a year or 2 years from today. So naturally, what you're going to see is two things. Number one, studios are going to manipulate the prices on competing studios' projects. So you see market manipulation in the box office futures contract to try to change people's perception of movies before they're released. And number two, within 24 months, they're going to need a bailout.
And they're going to be rigging when movies come out to rig that.
Well, I think that, you know, Hollywood has gotten a free ride during this whole breakdown of society in America. Where are these Hollywood producers and Hollywood stars? If you look at a movie, a TV show, for example, like Entourage on HBO, you've got these punks in Hollywood making $500,000 a day, giving each other $250,000 cars as presents, and they portray this life that people watching that, it must be like, you know, mental crack on your head that you want to just run to Hollywood immediately. Meanwhile, what is that industry doing to support this economy as a whole? Absolutely nothing. They are probably the most irresponsible industry in America today. You know, all this Enron accounting that we talk about and all of the high-powered corporate fraud and banking fraud we talk about, it had a name back in the 70s and 80s. They used to call it Hollywood accounting. Now, Hollywood accounting has become the Globe's accounting methodology, where they book profits today and they defer losses in perpetuity. That's what Hollywood accounting is about, and that's what all these banks are now doing. If they make a gain today speculating with our money, they book it today as a profit and pay themselves a bonus. If they lose money, they keep it on their books for 20, 30, 40 years, and they package it as a loan, and they trade it with each other in perpetuity, and nobody ever captures that loss. So they can't lose. And that is draining the economy of much-needed capital, which is causing unemployment.
And what else they do, as you know, but people won't know, like, let's say you're part of a film, you're supposed to get a percentage. They always factor that in a pool into losses, so they never pay the underlings. They never pay the little people that are involved in any ownership. It's just all a criminal mafia organization.
Well, part of the casino gulag model is you're willing to work for free. And in Los Angeles, of course, you get a shot at working at an agency or something. You're willing to work for nothing for a year or two. But now they're applying that to the car companies and pharmaceutical companies. And everyone is now being asked to work for nothing for a year or two or go on furlough for a year or two. And they don't want to pay anyone anything anymore.
But Warren Buffett gets $98 billion of our tax money and is called a genius because he gave most of his other money to eugenics.
Well, Buffett is, unfortunately, he not this scandal is not reflecting well on the Oracle from Omaha, I'm afraid, because if you look at his statements and the timing of his statements and the fact that he loaned money to Goldman Sachs and they pay him 10% on that money. The American citizen pays Goldman, still owns Goldman Sachs money, and they get nothing. He's got a warrant to convert stock at 115. The stock's now trading, I didn't check today, but over 140 or something like that. He's already $2 billion in the black on his loan.
Kaiser, stay there. On a break.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Max Kaiser for 15, 20 minutes or so more. Really always great to have him on with us. You can go to maxkaiser.com and find out about all the different TV shows, the different work he does, the great articles he writes, the little videos he also posts. Those are some of my favorites when he just shoots in his house. MaxKaiser.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our website, of course, is InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to go to calls, but earlier we were joking around some, but a point that Max made that is so central is that this is like rust. This is entropy. This is, the frog gets asked by the scorpion, take me across the river, and the frog says, you'll sting and kill me, and the scorpion says, no, I won't, I promise. And so the frog gives him a ride across on the other side. The scorpion stings him, and as the frog's dying, he says, why'd you do that to me? He says, I'm a scorpion. There's always going to be evil, corrupt people and groups and piratical organizations. And they convince the public that evil doesn't exist if it's in a fancy suit. It only exists if it's some grungy homeless person or something. And so because we don't think old, bald-headed men in $5,000 suits can be evil, when that's actually some of the most evil people, they could just run wild a free hand. They've openly set up a police state. They're openly telling us we have no rights in this country. They're openly trying to consolidate and keep the gains they've gotten, ill-gotten, and expand them. And it really does, as Einstein said, the most dangerous and worst people in this world are not the evil people. It's the good people that know it and do nothing. And, of course, Thomas Jefferson said the only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And it's only going to get worse unless we stand up and recognize this is evil and stop rationalizing. So Max made a great point there, and I more and more realize that is the fact. You look in the mirror, that's who caused this. We caused this. We got to fix it. And the enemy, the parasites, are going to fight us. They think they deserve all this now. Usually evil is sneaking around and circuitous. Now it's out in the open like King Kong going, I rule you. And we got to say, okay, you want to fight, you're going to get one. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Florida. You're on the air with Max Keiser and Alejandro Jones. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Alex, the first thing I wanted to say is I'm a longtime listener, real big fan, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I have probably what is the only financial portal in the world that I know of that carries Prison Planet headlines every day in our financial portal. And
okay, give us your plug. Just go ahead and plug it and then ask a question to Max Keiser.
Okay, it's markettoolbox.com, and you can download the desktop portal there. But I also took your advice and started my own show, and I do a show every Sunday night. And in the 2 hours prior to going live with our market commentary, I stream sometimes. I did the Obama deception. I did some of the 9/11.
Brother, that's fine. And listen, I can have a little of this plugging etiquette, but it takes over the show. You better ask, do you have a question for Max Keiser?
Yes, I do. My question for Max is, who I'm also a big fan of, is that at the end of last year when they changed the rules when you buy gold futures, so now you have your choice of getting two kinds of paper instead of the gold, what do you think will happen when the people wake up and realize the gold's not really there?
That's a good,
yeah,
question.
Good question.
Max Keiser, thank you for the call,
Doug. Question. Very good question. And I wanted to get into gold. And on your show, Alex, I talked about this last year. You know, I was anticipating a run on the COMEX and that people would expect their physical delivery of gold and we would break the stranglehold. Because what happens is the reason there is no gold there is because they've created more futures contracts than there is physical bullion. It's called naked short selling. They create futures contracts on gold that doesn't exist. And then they sell those contracts in the open market. And, of course, when you sell something, the price goes down. But they're selling stuff that they themselves have created, a futures contract based on bullion that's not there. And they've traded millions and millions of ounces of bullion that doesn't exist. So the caller makes the good point, is that when finally there is a rush, and for the first time, Alex, the central banks around the world are now becoming net buyers of gold. And they've always traditionally been the biggest movers in the gold market. And this is going to give some support finally. And, yeah, it's going to bust wide open. You'll see gold trade at an inflation-adjusted price, probably of $2,000 an ounce, and you got to be ready for that because that's part of.
Max, go ahead. Okay, we just lost him, so let's go ahead and get him back on. That's the issue with using IP computer systems, or it's France. That kind of stuff happens. So let's get him back on. While we're waiting to get Max Keiser back on, let's get Dan on from Texas. Dan in Texas, you're on the air.
I just wanted to ask him about commercial real estate, if he thought it was going to cause a money grab collapse and death of paper assets. But I think that's kind of what he was talking about.
Yeah, commercial real estate collapse?
Yeah. I've subscribed to the half-past human things. And they're talking about death of the dollar and all kinds of stuff.
Regardless, we've seen a lot of the drop in housing. Supposedly it's going to continue for a while, but its descent is slowing. So that's some good news. But we're still falling. But the commercial real estate has just begun. And most of the experts, economists, and others have got good track records of predicting this stuff and forecasting it say that is a big, big, big issue. But why don't you explain your question, because you're also making a statement, and then we'll ask Max, because Max is back on. Go ahead and ask your question of Max Keiser.
I just wanted to know if you thought commercial real estate was going to collapse this fall, create a money grab problem with this martial law thing that you keep talking about with the swine flu.
Yeah, commercial real estate looks like it's vulnerable, and it's yet another leg of the basic real estate collapse. It's way over leveraged, then yeah, that looks like it's baked into the cake.
All right, let's take another call. These are great questions. Should have gone to callers earlier. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Al, it's good to see your show, and I watched your movie Endgame last night. Great information. It does line up with Bible prophecy. But I wanted to ask you and your guest if you guys knew of a story here where veteran groups are blasting Obama for wanting to institute a plan where a soldier's private health insurance will pay for their war wounds or injuries incurred during military service.
No, no, that was 6 months ago. I had the head of the VFW on. It's true. They have proposed that your private insurance will have to pay. See, that's why Obama's in trouble. I actually have the bill, and I have his proposals. And it's not socialism. It is giving you an aspirin for a heart attack. It's kind of like unemployment insurance, and then you pay into it. The employer pays, and then when you need it, they kick you off for no reason. Max Kaiser.
I don't have an opinion on that, really.
Okay, caller, appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Dr. Gushing, I believe, in Ohio. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to answer my question. I have a question for Max Kaiser about the speculation where the trillions of dollars are going for. My speculation is they're relocating the empire. The empire, the same empire in Egypt, was relocated to Rome, was relocated to Britain, was relocated to the USA. That's why you have obelisks all over the world, in the Vatican's, in Washington, in Britain. And now I believe they're relocating the empire from the USA to their favorite child, Israel. What do you think?
I would say more China is the new model because they exterminate their people, they sterilize their people, they carry out the eugenics. But let's get a comment from Max Kaiser on that. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah, I think they're untethering themselves from the physical world, and it's all basically on a database. So it's a movable feast, especially as various parts of the ecology collapse. You want to be mobile. So if there's a huge flooding in one state or one city, you want to be able to set up shop in a new city. You don't want all of your assets tied up physically, geographically in those assets. They're all internal in the global database that you have access to. And that's why this new group of folks are going to have exclusive access to, they already have these people. I mean, if you have the jets and you have the mobility and you have the access to the cash, geography is no longer a factor.
And the global database is also used with the no-fly and the no-buy to where we can't have jobs and live. They turn us off, and they're outside the nations they set up as tyrannies. They're outside, exempt from the laws that they made for us. Let's talk to Jeremy in California, then Dan in Germany. I'm going to twist Max's arm to stay with us till 29 after, if he can do it. Jeremy in California, go ahead.
Hey, man, I do have a comment for Max, actually a question, and I have a comment for you. I'm a .TV subscriber and have been for years. And I have to say that yesterday your conversation with Steve Quayle and taking it back to the spring, I have to say that you really have been painting things with wide swaths so that you can say that you called something. And, you know, the broadcast you did back in the spring where you had your special Saturday broadcast, you literally changed directions in the course of less than a week. Yesterday you were on Coast to Coast, and you changed your opinion last night in less than 12 hours with Nori. You said, well, I think it could be a big hoax. And then 12 hours before that, you're on with Steve Quayle, and you guys are saying that it looks like it's 80% that this is the real thing. And, I mean,
No, wait a minute. Put him on hold. Okay, we have a guest on. That's why I said it was on this issue, but I will address this. I do a radio show, a TV show. What I've said is on record. So it's not like I came in the start of the year in January and February and March and said, I believe they're going to try some flu thing, whether it's a hoax or not, as their cover. Then it happened in January. Then I got the level 6 document. People didn't believe it. Then it was proven mainstream news to be real. The MIAC report, the clergy response teams, all the stuff we break. And I said they're moving big on this, whether it's a hoax or whether it's not. And I have guests on that say they think it's the big one. And guests, I had Dr. Nyman on last hour saying he believes it's real, legitimate, take the vaccine. We're having lots of different views and ideas on, and I've always said, it could either be a hoax to sell vaccine, or it could really be deadly, or they could be releasing it. I mean, if an open debate and discussion confuses you, then I would just, you know, get more vitamins, increase your mental acuity. But if you want to invent controversy in what I'm saying, be a lawyer. Knock yourself out. Make crap up to the jury. I don't care. I stand on my own.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We're definitely riding the storm. The only prediction I made was that we were going to have serious flu hysteria one way or the other on March 5th on this show. Then I went on air during the flu situation and said it could be big, could be real, had different guests on. I'm not the one that created the hysteria in Mexico and here. There's been a psyop that's tried to claim that. Good. Send me more listeners. That just makes me bigger. People actually find out what I'm covering, not what people say. And, yeah, I went on Coast to Coast last night, and I said, could be real, could be not be a big deal. I know they're using it as a police state takeover. Then I had Dr. Nyman on last hour saying he thinks it's real. And I was arguing with him, hoping it's not real. What I know is real is the government's using this for control. You got 30 seconds, Jeremy, because I want to take some more calls from Max Kaiser. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Thanks, man. I do want to ask Kaiser a quick question, but let me just say to you that the reason that I pointed that out, Alex, is that because painting it with a wide swath allows you to say in retrospect that you called it. And that's why I think it diminishes.
All right,
the
listen,
message.
That's enough. Put him on hold. Listen, I did call 9/11 specifically. I did call all these big events. I know what I'm talking about. I did 3 years ago say they were going to implode the stock market and do all this. I'm done talking to you. Ask your question of Kaiser, okay? You're just jealous of the show like so many other neurotic people. I'm trying to save this country. I'm for real. If you want to manufacture crap about me, knock yourself out. You got 10 seconds to ask Kaiser a question.
Thanks. Kaiser, Arianna Huffington is definitely an appendage of the White House machine. And what are you doing participating in a known disinfo website?
Okay, there you go. This is a guy who's got an ego trip for himself. Max is judged by his fruits. He does Russian TV, Iranian TV, British TV. I've had them offer me to write pieces, and I just didn't have time to do it. He is a columnist. They carry his stuff. That's a McCarthyite or Obamanite, like they're doing now, by guilt by association. Max Kaiser stands on who he is, twit. You're just mad that you're not successful, and you hate anybody that is, and you're what's bringing this country down. Max, go ahead.
Well, thank you for that ringing endorsement, Alex. A couple of points. I put my content out on any venue that I can. Now, in the United States, the Huffington Post is the only place that publishes my stuff at all because of my close friendship with Alec Baldwin, who really got me onto the Huffington Post. And I asked him specifically if he could do that as a favor for me to get me introduced to them. And they have, to their credit, they have been playing my videos from Press TV, which is, of course, comes out of
which is attacking Obama. They're the only big organ that has any Soros connection that actually attacks him. But I mean, regardless, what you say and do is what you do. That's what's judged. My God, if we lease a satellite, we get attacked for being on the radio. Deal with the issue, moron. We don't have time for your thumb sucking anymore. Max stands for what he is. He's gone out against Obama. That's not enough for you, though, because you're Mr. Know-it-all, you son of a bitch. I'm just sick of cowards. I'm sick of people that. Max, I apologize. I just Dan in Germany. Final caller for Max Kaiser. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
On there? Yes.
Yes, you are.
First of all, I'm a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of Max, and don't let yourself get too irritated by those stupid callers.
No, listen, I don't mind people disagreeing. They go to the head of the line. It's that I'm sick of intellectual dishonesty. The information I cover is what matters. What Max covers, make your own decision. They make excuses not to get involved, not to take action. All they do is critique us in the trenches trying to stop this thing. I'm sick of them. I don't like them. It's not that they're criticizing me. I don't like them as a person because I see what they are. Chicken neck pieces of trash. Now go ahead and ask your question.
Absolutely. My question to Max, I want to talk about the most underreported story of 2009. And this is a story that appeared in Financial Times and Bloomberg, and it deals with two Japanese nationals crossing the Swiss-Italian border with over $200 billion worth of treasury bonds in their fake suitcase drawer that they had. These two nationals were released right after it was discovered that they were carrying the bonds. They were intercepted by...
Yes, real fast, because we got 45 seconds. Max, can't wait to have you back. Congratulations on the new international TV show. Max, quickly, you've covered that before, but go ahead and tell him in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's related to the Bank of International Settlements. And as part of their need under the Basel II agreement to keep certain reserves as a percentage of loans on their books, they need to show equity. And I think that those bonds, whether they're counterfeit or not, they're still going to use them as collateral to keep the loans going to this other central bank who then loan out to the commercial banks on Wall Street. So whether it doesn't matter if they're counterfeit or not counterfeit, they're still being used as collateral to make loans. So ultimately, it's all counterfeit. That's my point.
Max, can't wait to be on the TV show tomorrow. People can watch that on the Max Kaiser YouTube channel. And I can't wait to see your new Russia Today show and all the other programs. You're doing a great job. Let me say bye to you here during the break. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen, including the chicken neck out there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the Renegades, and it's Atomic Age. It's Atomic Age, we're Renegades.
Oh, we are back live. You know, I try to not blow up at people, but I know I'm for real. I know I'm good. I know I'm covering real issues. I know I bleed red, white, and blue and want to defeat the globalists. People keep saying I'm disinfo or an agent or Kaiser's bad or whatever. Believe me, they don't want us on air exposing their eugenics manual and how they're drugging the water. They don't want us on air exposing the chemtrails. They don't want us on air exposing the IMF and World Bank. They don't want us on air exposing the Federal Reserve. They don't like what we're doing one bit. They're scared of us. They've killed and set up a lot of us. They've harassed the hell out of me, and I don't care. And what I just don't like is that selfish shared enjoyment. You know, that enjoyment about, oh, well, your thing was, I mean, if I wrote a letter to the editor, and it was in the Austin American Statesman, would that mean I was then for the Austin American Statesman and their owners? What's the company that owns them? I mean, I'm just sick of it. I'm so sick of it. And the lies. You know, I'm not the one taxing you and controlling you and coming after your guns and your pension funds and devaluing your dollar. I'm not the one destroying this republic. And so many people spend their time and energy nitpicking and fighting over this and fighting over that. We have total tyranny coming down on us. And You know, people make up one lie after another or distort and twist about me, and literally it's all lies, 98%. They'll mix like 2% truth into some of the crap to give it some, you know, veneer of reality. But let's just say I am the ultimate evil. At least tell people not to take the flu shot. At least warn people about what's going on. I'm also shocked by the intellectual moronness, because I know some of the people aren't government agents. They're kind of just repeating what COINTELPRO and Operation Chaos has put out. Google Operation Chaos, the FBI did. I get shocked by how people intellectually can't even have debates or discussions or hear multiple ideas put out for discussion. I never thought of myself as that smart, and now I more and more realize there's a lot of people smarter than I am. There's also a lot of people who are just dumber than dirt or who want to be dumb. It's like they don't have regular proper thinking processes, and I don't understand it. The new world order is coming down on us. Let's just say I'm the worst person in the world. Let's just forget that and decide that's the case. Can we now move on dealing with major issues? Okay? I mean, you know, I need to be attacked on what I say and what I do. So does Max Kaiser. And what we say and do is get outside the box. Think for yourself. Absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I want to get to some calls here at the very end of the show. For the next 10, 15 minutes or so, I wanted to bring him back up because just like I've had the Appleseed Group up and others who aren't sponsors, Dr. Ignatius Piazza has become a sponsor, but I was promoting FrontSight because I heard everybody I know who's an expert in firearms, long rifle, shotgun, handgun, police, military, they say FrontSight's the best. I've been hearing this for 7, 8, 9 years, at least since 2000. I remember Chris Afanis and others telling me how great it is. Former Treasury agent exposing the IRS shows up. Joe Bannister, he's wearing a FrontSight shirt before they're even sponsors. I mean, you know, I'm going, hey, they're about to be sponsors. FrontSight's the way to go. And their classes fill up quick. They've got a deal they're offering of a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. It's massively off the 5 and 4 day courses. They fill up quickly in September. They've only got a few in August. Get signed up. And I've had people all over Austin tell me they're going to sign up in the fall. So you better, just that's just where I live, people on the street. Or I go out to dinner with friends. Went out with my friend Jimmy and his wife Robin, and they were saying they were thinking about going in September. So believe me, it's going to fill up quick. It is filling up quick in September, October, November. It's not enough to go buy a bunch of guns and ammo. Last time I was getting so sped up, I said I shot a deer at 6,000 yards. I shot a deer at 600 yards. The point is, it's not enough to just buy rifles and handguns and things. You need to know how to use them. And you need to take your wife and children. This is a family event. So I wanted to get him on and talk about that, but also real quick to get a snapshot on his view of Obama introducing all these draconian anti-gun bills. I mean, it's happening. Just like he says his plan isn't government health care, but you read it, it's pure takeover. He says, oh, we don't want your guns. We just are getting people on the Supreme Court that say ban all guns in a book she wrote. We got an attorney general that argued in federal court last year to ban all guns. This is serious. Ignatius Piazza, Doc, it's good to have you on with us.
Oh, thanks very much. It's nice to be on again.
You bet. I am in ranting mode with all the things that are happening in the world right now. Let's just, before we get into what's happening with the Second Amendment, tell folks about FrontSight, the courses, and why they need to get involved, or even if people can't travel to outside Pahrump, Nevada, out there in the high desert, beautiful, they can do stuff online at FrontSight.com.
Yeah, that's correct. We provide gun training reports. If they go to FrontSight.com, that's FrontSight.com, they'll see the opportunity to sign up for 15 gun training reports. It's actually more like 30 gun training reports. We just haven't changed the ad on it, and they're absolutely free, and it's the same information that we share with people that, you know, literally spend thousands of dollars and travel, you know, across the country to attend our courses. And there's also training manuals that are available that are the same techniques that we offer in our courses. So if people can't make it to Pahrump, they certainly can begin getting some training and get the manuals right off of our website. But the real big offer that we've been running for some time now, and it's getting close to the end. We originally set it up for 3,000 free handguns, and I believe we're approaching that number. So if they want to take advantage of this, they need to jump on it pretty quick. But it's our 4-day defensive handgun course, plus an additional day for the 30-state concealed weapon permit, And when they take advantage of that, which we offer at literally pennies on the dollar off of our normal course prices, they can also get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of their choice, 9mm 40 or 45. And it's been extremely popular, so if they're interested in that, they definitely need to jump on it.
Well, why do people need to get the training? I mean, that's an asinine question. It's so simple. But can you explain it to them? Because if people don't have at least the basics, they're going to get in a lot of trouble if they just try to put the bullets in a gun when they need it at 3 a.m.
Well, that's absolutely true. We tell people that when the flag flies, when you really need to use a gun to defend your life, you're only going to be about half as good as you are on your best day on the training range, simply from the stress of that lethal encounter. And if you haven't been on the training range, imagine what your skills are going to be like. They're going to be absolutely pathetic. And the only reason you'll survive an encounter like that is because the person you're going up with is more incompetent than you are, and who wants to bet their life on that? You know, I certainly didn't, and that's pretty much how I got my start. I was, you know, your basic, you know, gun owner. I owned a lot of guns, shot the guns at the range, but had never had any formal training. And then a relatively minor incident. It was a random drive-by shooting in my, you know, quiet upscale neighborhood brought me to the realization that, hey, even though I own guns, even though I had them in the gun safes, I really didn't know how to use them if I needed to. So I started training all over the country and, you know, trained with some of the best instructors at the time and received the highest level certifications that all these different schools and instructors provided. And then I decided to open up a facility that would really cater to not only a private citizen, but also law enforcement, so they could train together and provide a level of training that far exceeds what the average law enforcement or military officer could receive from their own agencies or departments. And that's how Frontsight was born way back in 1996 with 10 students in a two-day defensive handgun class. And since that time, we literally have grown, doubled and tripled every year to the point where we now train more people on a single weekend than most of the major schools train all year. So it's really a great opportunity for people to come out and get a level of training that they can't get anywhere else at any price. And this latest offer with the free handgun just sweetens it that much more.
Well, people need to stop procrastinating. And I know I do it. I mean, I used to be really good with a rifle, a shotgun, a handgun. Now I'm, you know, better than average. But you really lose it even when you have the training. And people that are scared of guns, it's not magic. It's not that hard. It's very simple. And you guys have the best instructors out there in the country. We're not just saying that. Frontsight.com. Doctor, I also get a lot of calls, but maybe 30-40% of our audience either doesn't have a computer or doesn't like to do things over the computer. Is there a number they can call so that they can find out about some of the different courses and how they can take them?
Yeah, we have a toll-free number. It's 800-987-7719. Now, the last time I gave this number out, it lit our six-line phone tree up for about an hour. So if you call that number and you get a busy signal, it's because all of our staff are answering the calls of the other listeners. But just give us a call back a little later. Again, it's 1-800-987-7719.
And, folks, don't procrastinate. Call, sign up for it. Go take the course, get the free handgun. It's the best and the least expensive out there, nationally known. It's frontsight.com, frontsight.com, or 800-987-7719, 800-987-7719, frontsight.com. Okay, in closing, Doc, what is it like to see this assault on the Second Amendment and bills where the Attorney General can just say without judge or jury, you can't ever own a gun if you're on a no-fly list, 1,200,000 and growing, you can't own a gun. Bills where he can just ban any guns he wants with this new executive imperial power. Bills to ban importation. Bills to ban a bunch of rifles. I mean, I've never seen such an assault with the media parroting, there is no gun bill. There is no anti-gun bill. There is no gun control. You know, it's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy theory like some evil parrot. That seems to really be freaking people out even more. And then they say, oh, crazy people are buying guns at record levels. But the bills are there.
Yeah, well, my feeling about this has always been that, you know, they're not going to fool the American people. And that the latest huge buying surge in guns and ammunition, I think, sent a pretty clear message to the government that, you know, they're not fooling anybody. And this is all, you know, all the more reason why just having guns and ammunition and you know, survival gear is not enough. You really need to have training so that you know how to use it. And, you know, there's the purpose of FrontSight is to positively change the image of gun ownership by taking, you know, normal, regular, law-abiding citizens and bringing them up to a level of skill in arms that surpasses law enforcement and military standards. So the true backbone, the true strength of this country isn't in a standing army. It isn't in the National Guard. It isn't in the armed services. It's in the everyday average citizen who stands ready, willing, and able to defend himself, his family, his community, and his country if needed, you know, from any enemies, foreign or domestic. So that's what we're all about. And we teach responsible use of firearms, again, to levels that exceed that of the military and law enforcement. But the difference is we do it in a very compassionate, caring environment. There's no boot camp mentality. There's no drill instructor attitudes. You literally can bring your, you know, your wife and your kids to FrontSight, and they're all going to experience a positive, life-changing experience there at FrontSight, where they leave empowered and have the ability to defend themselves with the weapon of their choice.
Well, that's the bottom line, and I know you've said that if even if people don't get the training from you, they better get some basic training somewhere in this dangerous world. People defending themselves is the number one skill children should be taught, young people, before they're taught anything. But, of course, that's not taught. It's like it's bad to be able to defend yourself. And, of course, as Thomas Jefferson said, the firearm is the best way. It's certainly good to be physically fit as well in hand-to-hand combat and things like that. But the firearm is the best and most efficient way to defend yourself. So I hope people will visit FrontSight.com and get signed up for the courses or get signed on to the free email list or check out all the free courses and things you have online at FrontSight.com or 800-987-7719. Well, Dr. Piazza, thank you so much for joining us. We'll check in with you again in the near future with reports on what's going on from there in Nevada.
Very good. I thank you very much. You guys, take care.
Take care, doctor. FrontSight.com, 800-987-7719. Okay, who's up next here? Thomas in Idaho. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Good to talk to you.
Hello. I've been listening to this, and I've been a fan of yours for a long time. But anyway, I was wondering if you had read or seen this that was printed in August 19, 1946, Rules for Revolution.
Yeah, that's Saul Alinsky out of Chicago, and he dedicated the book to Lucifer.
But I just have the little reprint of a paper that was confiscated in Dusseldorf in 1919.
Oh no, it was way before 1919. Rules for Radicals. I think Saul Alinsky. In fact, Google that for me, guys. Rules for Radicals. I think he wrote that in like the 50s or something. I forget the exact. I've scanned through the book. I've got a copy around here somewhere. And then hundreds of years ago, back in the 1770s, the Illuminati, the guy got struck by lightning. It wasn't in the last century. So I'm not really following you.
Well, what I was looking at as I've been listening to you, I've been rereading it, and there's seven of these arguments to go through to get control of all means of publicity, thereby get the people's minds off of government and focus their attention on athletics, sex books, plays, and other trivias. Divide the people into hostile groups. Destroy the people's faith in their natural leadership ability and religious affiliations. Always preach true democracy, but seize power as ruthlessly as possible.
That's the communist. Did you say Rules for Radicals, or what did you say the name of this is?
It's titled Rules for Revolution.
Oh, yeah, that's a communist document read in the Congressional Record, I think, in the late 40s. And so that's separate. Yes, I've read that on air.
Oh, okay. Well, I you know, as I've been listening and reading that, we're right there. Everything that is stated in this is happening right now in our country.
Yes, the bankers finance communism, and it's a way to overthrow and kill the middle class, and they really want to do it. I mean, this guy is the front man. If he was able to do it, they want to bankrupt everybody and get everybody under their control, because that's what Goldman Sachs and the big banks want. They want to make everybody their slaves.
Yes, and then, of course, this last one that's on here that I read is cause registration of all firearms on some pretext with a view of confiscating them and leaving the population.
Yeah, no, that's a Soviet document. That's been proven. Yes, I'm aware of that. I'm sorry I got confused. By the way, we're going to come back in the final segment, take a few more phone calls. And don't forget, we have not just the three Obama flyers as him as the socialist joker or the fascist joker. We also have the T-shirts available. Get them first. Be the first people to have them. We got them in a bunch of different choices and varieties.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. Yes, they're after these.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. Rob Dew, my producer, one of the producers, is telling me he's getting emails saying, you had Dr. Nyman on. Does that mean we should all take the shots? I'm not taking the shot. I don't trust anything these eugenicists give. There could be some deadly plague killing everybody. I'm not taking it. They've been caught sterilizing people with these. I had a medical doctor who runs the big, huge flu tracking website on to give you his perspective. We have multiple views here. You make your decision. It's not like we're Catholic and I'm the Pope or something, and what I say you do, and I say eat fish on Friday and you go do it. Or you know, we're all Jewish and I'm your rabbi and I'm saying don't eat pork. It's a free country. You can do what you want. We're going to have other medical doctors on. I just saw Nyman's thing years ago, saw his flu tracker, and it was about this much thought. Get that guy on. Let's get his perspective. That's how it works. I go, this looks interesting. Get him on. It's not like it's some giant, you know, master calculation of what to do. We don't know what's going to happen with this flu. I don't trust this criminal government as far as I can throw them. Comprende? So I think it's all a bunch of hype. 1,700 dead, he said. A couple hundred in the U.S. He said it's 300 now. I mean, compared to regular flu, that's nothing. He seems to think it's incredibly bad and going to mutate. Sounds like baloney to me, but he's a virologist and medical doctor. There are other medical doctors saying it's manufactured. He says it isn't. So we're going to give you all views here, and then I'm going to tell you what I think. We are speculating. When we speculate, we lay it out. We're not speculating about mass graves and FEMA and the military and how it all looks like it's built up and staged to this point. So where I stand is very, very clear on that. God, it's like I'm the prophet or something, and everything I say is just, you know, absolutely gospel. When I believe something 100%, I'll tell you. On this flu thing, we know it's a hoax. The question is, how bad is it going to be? Is it real? Everything in my gut tells me it's staged. All the evidence shows that. I just don't know what they're planning to stage. I can just see when it's staged. You can see them all dressed up, and they're actors, and they're following scripts, and it's all set up. All right, let's talk to Stuart Mass. Stuart, go ahead.
Hey, I've been listening to you for a long time, and when you're wrong, you admit it. And sometimes you call things dead on, which is a lot, and sometimes you sort of brush things with a wide stroke because there's a lot of different possibilities. Like they could go, they could try to push something, find out it's not working, back off, like you say, you know what I mean? And just
exactly. So many times we know they're going to do something. We all, you the listeners, expose them. They change plans. But I can't expect it to be, who's the guy in the X-Files who's psychic and knows that? I mean, I don't know what color cars are driving down the road a mile from here. I'm not psychic. I don't know if it's going to rain tomorrow. I'm not a weatherman. I mean, I can't expect to be totally psychic and know everything. I'm just here doing a radio show, having guests on. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like just part of the mass, like psychosis or whatever you want to. We're all criticizing each other down here. Meanwhile, they're killing us. But I believe, like you said, I believe that whether or not it's real or not now, I think they're so psycho. Even if they do try to come out with something that's, you know, more mild of a flu, eventually, if they really get desperate, they will release something bad. So I believe these people are trying to, like, soft kill, they're pushing, like, they're gonna, like, if you take all the issues you talk about, we're in so much trouble, and they're gonna keep
exactly.
Pushing
they got a lot of. I gotta let you go. The show's over. Thank you. Great points. They're gauging a lot of different battle plans, a lot of different operations going. They can jump A, B, and C, D. They got different plans. They're running them all. They can do combos of all of them, or just with one, or just with two, or with three, and not the other. And we're here tracking it all, trying to figure out what they're doing. Retransmission jam-packed show starts now at Infowars.com. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow. Big guest tomorrow. Big guest tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.